All this week on Morning Edition, we've been listening to the debate over black leadership in this country. We've heard from author John McWhorter and Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker. Today we hear from a woman who has been called one of the 50 most powerful women in American business. Ann Fudge is the CEO of Young and Rubicam Brands, a worldwide marketing communications company. She joined us from our studios in New York.
Good morning.
You know, I just want to start with a definition here. Do you consider yourself a black leader?
I consider myself a leader first, who happens to be African-American and a woman. But I think most importantly, leadership is what it does and what it achieves.
Do African-Americans need, at this point in time, political leaders? Or could business leaders like yourself do the job, in a sense, of leading the community towards equality and success?
I think we need leaders everywhere. I think, obviously, we had many well-known religious leaders over the years. If you look at the representation of African-Americans in Congress, we've made a lot of progress. Hopefully, we can continue to do so on the Senate level, both on the state and the national level. We need leaders in every segment of the whole American system to begin to make change and make a difference. And I think, if I think about where the civil rights movement is going, it is about that evolution. It is about redefining civil rights for our time. And I'll tell you, one of the most important civil rights in my mind, a critical one, is education, because I think that's what helps to create the platform for us to move in a variety of different places. When I was growing up, you know, there were no African-American astronauts or African-American CEOs, women in business. And that's where the leadership and the role models become very important, because young people need to see people in those roles so that they can think about how they can move into those positions and make a difference.
Right, but it has been African-Americans in particular who have been decrying the lack of black leadership, and if you get right down to it now, for a couple of decades.
And they mean
in this case political leaders of the of the stature, even close to the stature of a Martin Luther King.
But I think we're at a different point of time, and I think what you're seeing is different leaders making impacts in different ways, and we have to understand that change. And I think there is a shift in how people are viewing leadership. And it is leadership beyond just a political stage and political platform. Because the truth of the matter is, in our country, business plays a huge role. Now, it may not be as visible, but let me give you an example. After Hurricane Katrina, we, in our company, supplied resources, money. We even developed creative spots to help the historically black colleges and universities down in that area that were affected. Now, that's making a difference, but in a new way. It brought focus on the fact that Dillard and Xavier were severely affected by that. And a few months ago, I asked some employees to join me to come down in a rebuilding effort in Biloxi. And we took a group down there. That's how we're making a difference. It's a tangible difference, and it's small, but each time we do something like that and we get people engaged, that's leadership.
Do you think that Young and Rubicam Brands, do you think that this would have happened if you and Fudge had not been the CEO?
That's a really good question. I would hope that it would, but I'm sure that my personal interest in it absolutely played a role in the degree of response, and particularly in going down there and having people actively involved in the rebuilding effort.
Early in this series, we talked to NPR's Juan Williams, who said that many African Americans don't take enough responsibility for their problems. What do you say to that sort of proposition?
I think the personal responsibility aspect is critical. I think what we've seen is a time where, you know, we've moved from a very interesting history in the 50s of segregation to an area of opportunity. And the way I like to think about it is that the civil rights movement really set the stage for us, but it's up to us to write our story, to write our script. And that's the personal responsibility aspect of that. And I do remember my parents always saying, it's a new world, and it's up to you to take advantage of it.
And for your parents, the new world was the new world post-civil rights?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do remember the separate drinking fountains, things that, you know, only my children hear me talk about. And I do remember the March on Washington, which my parents attended. In fact, I still have a photo from that in my living room, and I look at it quite often on those days that I find particularly challenging. But I do believe that each individual has to work their hardest, that we have to work collectively, that all of us have to play a role. And I think leadership comes from everywhere. I think there are women who in our community are impacting young people, parents. The role of parents in our society is critical. And leaders don't have to be someone who's out in the press and out front. I think some of the most important leaders today are the ones who are getting things done quietly in their community and making a difference.
You know, I just have one last question. A moment ago, you referred to looking at this photograph from the civil rights era and your childhood on a bad day. What would be a bad day?
Where do I start? I wasn't necessarily talking about a bad day relative to civil rights, but a tough day, like, oh my gosh, why did I follow this career path? So it could be anything. It could be a range of things. But I say that to say this. Look what happened as a result of perseverance, determination, commitment, and the effort of thousands of people. And I look at that and I say, there is no turning back. There is only going forward, and there is only continued progress.
Ann Fudge, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Ann Fudge is CEO of Young and Rubicam Brands, the global marketing communications company. She spoke to us from our studios in New York.